Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pamela Rainey, who's Vice President of Creative and Design with Pat Kraft. Pam, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Last year, you won a Best of Neocon Gold Award for Mixed Material. This year, you did win two Best of Neocon Awards. You won an Innovation Award in Modular Carpet for Deconstructed Metal. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, Deconstructed Metal is an evolution of a prototype that we showed a couple of years ago at Neocon 2013. We got a lot of great response to that concept, and we've been working on it for these 2 years, and we were excited to launch Deconstructed Metal. It's a design platform for us, and it's inspired by the whole deconstructed design movement, where you show the structure as a part of the design.
And to explain, since this is audio, when you look at it, you actually see some of the carpet backing coming through, and you offer several styles, so the backing comes in three different colors, doesn't it?
Yes, we use three different woven metallic primary backings. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because we leave the creel the same and just change the backing. Mm-hmm. So you get a shift in color by just changing the backing color.
And when you say deconstructed, when you actually look at it, the face weight or the amount of yarn is minimal, isn't it?
Well, the yarn is still there. It's just pulled down really low to expose the primary backing. And it's funny because some of my upper management, when we first talked about this concept, it's ironic in a way because when we expose that backing, they've spent a lifetime working to cover up the backing.
Right.
So we're exposing it and using it as an integral part of the design.
And you've done some testing on this, I'm sure. And while some people, you know, call it deconstructed, it sounds like there's not a lot of material, but it actually performs pretty well on a wear test, doesn't it?
Yes, this got a severe tar rating. So that means it's going to perform in the most stringent commercial environments. And we're very excited about that because a lot of times you want to provide that sparkle, and you may try to use a high luster yarn or a metallic yarn, but you end up, you know, sacrificing performance with that use. Well, in this case, we get that metallic sparkle, and you don't lose any performance. It's a very high-performing product. And you know Pat Kraft has a history of innovation around high-performing products.
Just a little quick call out, the manufacturer of the backing is Propex, right?
Yes, that is right.
This is a modular ward. Is it come in a plank format, strip format, or square format? Talk about that.
We call it skinny tile. Okay. It's 18-inch by 36-inch. It's our running line size, and we have three different patterns. And as we talked about before, there's three different primary backing colors, along with six different yarn creels. So that gives us a total of 18 colors in the three different styles.
Well, you also won a healthcare flooring gold award for a product called Life and Style. Tell us about that.
Well, we created Life and Style for residential use in commercial settings. Mm-hmm. And we intentionally avoided calling it a senior living collection because what we found as we did our initial research is the trend is towards mixing age groups, having these cross-generational groups. And you think about all the different areas where you have that, whether it would be senior living or maybe it's public space and multifamily living, maybe even it needs to be appropriate for student housing, because these are all really residences for people. They just happen to be in commercial buildings. So we spent a lot of time looking at residential colorways and residential pattern trends to see what was happening as we developed this collection.
So while it won the Healthcare Gold Award, there is a trend that many people told us about at Neocon, where since the lines have blurred between where people work, there's a little bit of a movement toward that residential look in a commercial environment, right?
Yes, there is. A lot of times you'll see that expressed in the furniture more so than the flooring, but yes, we do see that trend as well.
You know, a lot of people know that Shaw Industries has Pat Kraft and they have Shaw Contract. You are the leader for design for Pat Kraft, and I think before doing this you were on hospitality and then moved over to Pat Kraft, right?
Yes, that's right. I've been at Pat Kraft for 3 years, and I've worked for Shaw a total of 9 years.
And most people do too know that Reese Duncan is the head of design for the Shaw Contract Group, and she had this long string of Best of Neocon awards. Could y'all still say hello in the hall now? Or?
Oh, absolutely. We teamed together. She was one of the first people to congratulate us. Their whole team is fantastic, and they have long held a tradition of design is for our Shell Contract Group. So we're excited to be a part of that. It's some of the best collaborations, as well as, you know, we compete too. So it's a healthy relationship.
Well, congratulations to Shell, because if they're not winning it on one side, they're winning it on the other. All right, well, Greg, it's good to visit with you. And these products, when will they be available in the marketplace?
For Life and Style, we're looking at an August launch for that collection, and then probably October for Deconstructed Metal. So these will be in the market very shortly.
And how do you think this NeoCon compared to previous years?
Well, it was super busy for us. It was definitely crowded in the hallways and hard to get an elevator, so we know it's back to the good old days, I believe. I did not hear the final numbers on attendees.
Yeah, I don't think they have them yet, but let me just ask you, the people that you were talking to, were they working on active projects?
Yes, there was a lot of talk about active projects, and that was the one great thing we experienced, is everyone that came in really wanted to talk about all of our introductions and flooring and related it back to project work. So that makes it an exciting show also.
All right. Again, we've been talking to Pam Rainey, who's VP of Creative and Design at Pat Craft, about the awards she won at NeoCon 2015, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.